Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back again.
I wanted to get your thoughts on a Facebook worm that seems to be spreading using a photo album chat message. Could you tell us a little bit more about this new attack?
Sure. And actually, it's my understanding that this one is no longer spreading because Facebook eradicated it from their network. But if you clicked on it, it's a problem. The worm spread using a photo album chat message, and it would trick people into then downloading a malicious file, where a lot of the Facebook worms simply exist on Facebook. And I mean, they might be used to spam, they might be used to somehow compromise your computer. This one actually tricked people into downloading a malicious file that claimed it was a photo viewing application. And then it would, if the person ran it, it would use their Facebook account to send itself out to their contacts as well. And, you know, it's one of those things that from Facebook, you shouldn't be prompted to download things in almost every situation. And I don't use Facebook applications at all. I will not use a Facebook application. I won't install it. I just don't trust the security of Facebook enough to take that kind of a risk.
Right. What's the advantageous thing here then for the bad guys? I mean, getting all the users to download this worm, I mean, what was their end goal here?
The end goal was to get scareware onto their computers, I believe. And so, you know, when you download something like this, you never know for sure what all it's capable of. It takes a while to reverse engineer. And if you download a bot, it can download lots and lots of other types of applications. So the lure of the photo will never go away. I mean, I remember when it was Britney Spears, and before Britney Spears, it was always nude pictures of somebody, or you've got to see this, you know, dancing pig. Basically, if someone's telling you to look for a picture, then it's probably going to be a scam. And you always want to check and make sure that you know that your friend meant to tell you to look at this picture. So, you know, someone sends you an instant message, a Facebook message, whatever, and says, hey, there's a great picture for you to see. Have a little dialogue with your friend. Make sure that it's really your friend talking and your friend's account hasn't been hacked.
You know, we've certainly seen Facebook being used recently as an infection avenue. And many of these are coming in the form of surveys and scams that lure people into filling out information. Can you tell us a little bit more about this type of Facebook attack?
Right. There's a variety of these scams filling out surveys, and oftentimes that's precursor to identity theft. People give up a lot of information. Somebody's making money collecting user data. It, you know, there's a myriad of attacks using these surveys, and they're, you know, some people are reporting seeing these things on a daily basis. I tend to have in general, a more security conscious group of friends, although I've got a couple in there that aren't security experts. So I don't see a lot of this stuff. I probably ought to open up another Facebook account and just randomly invite people to be friends so I can get more samples. It's really gotten out of control. And, you know, it's not surprising because typically bigger cities have more crime. Well, Facebook has approximately 1/3 of all the internet users in the world as members. So that's a pretty big city.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, I think to date, too, obviously, the most well-known has been the Kubeface worm. And certainly, do you expect that we're going to see more of this type of attack on Facebook?
Absolutely. We haven't seen Facebook do anything significant to improve the security of applications that are allowed to be put up on Facebook. We haven't seen Facebook do anything significant to improve privacy. As long as Facebook is the Wild West on the internet, then we're going to have, you know, outlaws riding into town.
Well, great. Randy, anything else on this topic that our listeners should know?
Yeah, it's a really good idea to periodically go in and check your privacy settings on Facebook, but also your account settings. I was looking at my account settings just the other day and discovered that there's a tab that says Facebook ads. And fortunately, mine was set correctly, but there's an option to allow ads on platform pages to show your information to your friends. And maybe you don't want ads doing that. So it's worthwhile going through all of the settings and making sure that you've got things set how you want them to be set.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for offering the advice and tips on ways to stay safe, especially as more and more people begin to use Facebook. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.